spring snowstorm.
Blizzard conditions from Denver to just outside of Minneapolis.
Cracking down at the southern border.
They're coming like it's a picnic because let's go to Disneyland.
The high cost of insulin.
A price cut ahead of a congressional grilling.
This is the CBS World News Roundup, presented by Capital One.
Good morning, I'm Steve Kathan. The nation's weather map looks like the dead of winter in a long stretch from the Rockies to the Great Lakes. A powerful snowstorm packing blizzard conditions is taking shape and will be a factor today and tomorrow. Jeff Jelinek is an emergency official outside Madison, Wisconsin.
You don't normally know if we're going to have snow, if we're going to have rain, potential for severe weather, so it's kind of like we got everything.
WCBS meteorologist Craig Allen says some places are in for deep snow.
There are some sections of South Dakota and Minnesota that could be in the 2.5 to almost 3 foot snowfall range, and it'll just come down with whiteout conditions blown about by gusty winds, running at around 50, 60 miles per hour at times.
And the system will also kick up the winds in Kansas, Oklahoma, and Texas. There could be some damaging hail in parts of those states. The White House wants the right to detain migrant children longer and make it tougher for asylum seekers to get work permits. CBS's Stephen Portnoy says President Trump is showing signs of frustration over the southern border.
The president told reporters yesterday he's not planning to reinstate a policy of separating children from their parents when they're caught crossing the border.
We're not looking to do that.
But he signaled such a policy would have a deterrent effect.
Once you don't have it, that's why you see many more people coming. They're coming like it's a picnic, because let's go to Disneyland.
And he tried to make this point.
President Obama had child separation.
The Obama administration did grapple with an influx of children who came across the border without their parents. Many were briefly held in detention. But last year, the Trump administration systematically detained all adults and resettled close to 3,000 of their children in facilities across the country.
A Senate committee hears today from Attorney General William Barr. Yesterday, he told a House panel a redacted version of the Mueller report would be out next week. He would not say if any of the findings have been shared with the White House. Presidential candidate Bernie Sanders lays out a new version of his Medicare for All plan today. Republicans deride the idea as too expensive and a threat to private insurance. Sanders spoke with CBS's Ed O'Keefe.
Under Medicare for all people will be covered by Medicare.
And what happens to those insurance companies after your plan is implemented?
Under Medicare for all, we cover all basic health care needs, so they're not going to be there to do that. I suppose if you want to make yourself look a little bit more beautiful, you want to work on that nose, your ears, they can do that.
So basically Blue Cross Blue Shield would be reduced to nose jobs.
Something like that.
Well, diabetics have long complained about the skyrocketing price of life-saving insulin. Now, one company's making a move right before a congressional hearing. We're live with CBS's Vicki Barker.
Sanofi says it's cutting the price to $99 a month for uninsured diabetics. Insulin prices have tripled in the past decade, and although the big drug makers will deny the accusations of price gouging that will likely be leveled at today's hearing, the fact is the U.S. generates almost half of global insulin revenues, despite being only 15% of the market. And Sanofi, it's sued to prevent other drug makers from marketing a generic version of its insulin formula. Steve?
Overseas, a tight election in Israel. CBS's Robert Berger is in Jerusalem.
Prime Minister Benjamin Bibi Netanyahu is set to form a new right-wing government to the delight of his base.
I want a strong and determined voice.
But disappointment for Israelis seeking change.
Bibi is corrupt, and the Israeli people need an honest prime minister.
As for the Palestinians,
it is very bad. All the people are sad. All the people are angry.
Netanyahu opposes a Palestinian state. Robert Berger, CBS News, Jerusalem.
Money laundering has now been added to the charges against actress Lori Loughlin, her husband, and 14 others in the college admission scandal. The news came a day after Felicity Huffman and others pled guilty in the case. Legal analyst Steve Meister.
For Felicity Huffman, it was a one and done. She paid $15,000 to goose a kid's SAT score. Now, in terms of the people like Lori Loughlin, this was not a one-off. This was a continuing series of big money payments.
The American Academy of Pediatrics is demanding a government recall of the Fisher-Price Rock and Play Sleeper for infants. The group says it's been linked to 32 deaths, usually when children roll from their backs to their sides or stomachs and can't breathe. It happened to Evan Overton's five-month-old son just before Christmas.
So when they told me he was gone and I saw him for the last time, it was the worst day of my life.
Rachel Peachman of Consumer Reports says government efforts to warn parents or change the recommended age limit aren't enough.
It's a risk for babies of any age. There is no circumstance where this is a safe environment for babies to sleep.
A new Trump campaign ad had the look of a Hollywood blockbuster. And it had the sound of it, too, using pulsating music from the Batman film The Dark Knight Rises. It showed images of Hillary Clinton, Barack Obama, and Rosie O'Donnell with the text, "First they ignore you, then they laugh at you, then they call you a racist." Within hours, it had 90,000 likes on Twitter, then suddenly was gone. Gone from YouTube, too. The sites blocked it after a copyright complaint from Warner Brothers, the studio behind the movie. Well, Magic Johnson, known for his radiant smile, said being president of the NBA's Los Angeles Lakers was no fun anymore. So he's stepping down after 2 years of running the team he used to play for.
I'm happy. I want to do the things I used to do. So I had to weigh both situations, and so this is better for me.
Well, Johnson brought in LeBron James this season amid much fanfare, but that was not enough to get the L.A. Lakers into the playoffs. A big moment for a professional sports gambler on the game show Jeopardy.
A new one-day record, 110,914.
34-year-old James Holzhauer shattered the all-time single-day winnings total on the show by more than $33,000. The Las Vegas man did it by betting big on daily doubles. Money can be a source of friction in any family, but when it comes to debt, the conversation often shuts down.
If we have credit card debt, it's still taboo to talk about it. A new survey by creditcards.com finds 30% of Americans do not bring it up, even to a family member. Industry analyst Ted Rossman.
It's really a shared struggle that all of us have, right? I mean, who couldn't use a little more money in their life? And I think that's part of the reason why it's good to put this out there with your family and your friends, because a lot of times we feel pressured to spend money.
55% of Southerners don't want to discuss it with friends versus 41% of those who live in the West. Matt Piper, CBS News.
The last surviving member of World War II's Doolittle Raiders has died. Those 80 airmen carried out a daring attack on the Japanese just months after Pearl Harbor. Richard Cole was 103 years old. And that's the World News Roundup for Wednesday. I'm Steve Kathan, CBS News.